from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's special memorial to inspirational author and Hay House founder, Louise Hay.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Al Sanchez. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Today is a special show dedicated to Louise Hay. And I think a great way to start is to read something that was beautifully written by Harrison Smith. And it was published just a few days ago. It goes on to say in this article, described in a 2008 New York Times profile as the queen of the new age, Miss Hay was a child abuse victim who had dropped out of high school, given a baby up for adoption, worked as a model, and divorced an international trade expert by the time she discovered the power of positive thinking in her 40s. Eventually, she developed a belief system based on the idea that medical maladies are inextricably linked with negative thoughts. Alzheimer's disease, she wrote in her Little Blue Book, the 1976 pamphlet Heal Your Body, was caused by a desire to leave the planet. Leprosy, she said, was related to an inability to handle life at all. Wellness, relief from disease, depression, anxiety, and stress were merely a matter of positive thinking honed by reciting mantras such as, I approve of myself, several hundred times each day. It was a lesson that Ms. Hay said came from her own personal experience. Diagnosed with cervical cancer in the late 1970s, she chose to go against the advice of doctors and begin what her website describes as an intensive program of affirmations, visualizations, nutritional cleansing, and psychotherapy, focusing especially on childhood memories of sexual abuse. I had to love myself a great deal more than I did, and I had to clear the patterns of resentment that I had held from when I had been a battered and sexually abused child, she said in an audiobook, Cancer, Discovering Your Healing Power. It was imperative for me to let go of the blame. Within 6 months, she said, the cancer was gone. Ms. Hay's account of the disease was central to the rise of her Carlsbad, California-based empire, which offers self-affirming coloring books, can-do desktop calendars, inspirational card decks, meditative audio recordings, and mobile apps. And a website for Ms. Hay's offers daily affirmations, in the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. And her company organizes conferences and seminars featuring self-described psychics, clairvoyants, angel therapists, and holistic healers. A streaming radio station was launched in 2005. That is what was written about her recently. And when we come back here on the Life Changes Show, Dorothy, Mark, and I will talk about our personal experiences with Louise Hay when we come back.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Legere. And Mark, in a way, you inspired this because you gave a shout out. It was actually the day or the day after that Louise had passed. And so you gave a shout out to Louise Hay, and that sparked this particular show. So thank you.
Thank you for taking it the rest of the way to this moment. She's obviously played a great role in so many lives, but certainly in our lives. And I know that for myself, which is around the time we were starting the show, the end of my public company, the end of my marriage, and the beginning of a whole new adventure was beginning. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that at the time, but that the first thing that Dorothy gave to me was Louise Hay's book.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, that was the beginning of that journey for me. So here we are.
I believe that. Well, Dorothy, of course, will be joining us to talk about Louise Hay and her personal experiences with Louise Hay. I have a personal story about Louise Hay that I've never shared on air. I shared it once in a live event that we had, and it's been many years, and I'm really excited to be able to share this about Louise Hay and about my experience with Louise. And also, in a way, it's interesting. Well, it's interesting in a lot of ways. The story is very Louise Hay-esque in the sense that she says every thought we think is creating our future. And so therein lies the whole the whole story of my experience with Louise Hay, or my first experience with Louise Hay. So for many of our audience, it's not a secret, and someday this will be in a book and probably this story as well, that my father didn't want me to sing for whatever reasons he had. And I wanted to sing ever since I was a child. As a matter of fact, the story goes, as my parents used to tell me, that they used to put me on the kitchen table to sing for their guests long before I could remember. And so it was something that I do remember doing, not on the table, but anywhere around the house, around the kitchen or in the living room, me at the piano, I was always entertaining. But for whatever reason, as I was growing up, my father wanted to keep me away from the performance arts. And he would say a lot of negative things about it, would criticize this other singers, would criticize me and put me down, and was always against it. Well, many, many, many years later, when I, as the dutiful son, did what he and my mother wanted me to do, and that is go to college, then go to university, and I landed a great job at a top three company of the Fortune 500 and IBM and at the time. And I announced to my family about 8 years or 7 years later, somewhere in between there, that I was leaving IBM to pursue singing. So that my father kind of stopped talking to me, like he had nothing to say to me. And we didn't really have conversations. Except one day, of all things, he was reading an Italian newspaper. And the Italian newspaper was published here in America, and it had Italian written segments and English written segments. And one particular article happened to be written in English, was about an opera singer. And my father was reading this article one day, and he was visiting my brother, where I was also living at the time. And he seemingly somewhat sarcastically said, "Here, you should read this article. This woman attributes this other woman as being the person who helped her become a singer. Maybe she can help you become a singer." And I think it was somewhat sarcastic, but he did hand me the newspaper, and he showed me exactly where the article was. And I don't remember at this point who the singer was, but I do remember that the singer said in a quote that was quoted in the newspaper, "I attribute my being able to become a singer to Louise Hay after reading her book, You Can Heal Your Life." And that had a profound experience on me, especially coming from my father. I wrote down You Can Heal Your Life and Louise Hay, and I, on a little piece of paper, I put that in my wallet. And I decided that the next time I was in a bookstore, I was going to buy this book. Now, in an unrelated story, I had a friend, still have a friend, named Pepper. Pepper had a friend whose name was Bill
Bill something. But Bill was the manager of Judy Garland. He was the road manager for Judy Garland. He took her all around the world as her road manager, and he also managed several other celebrities. At some point, I kept saying to my friend, you know, I'm trying to become a singer. I'm trying to make it in Hollywood. I'm trying to get out there. Please introduce me to Bill. Maybe he could help me. And he'd say, it's not time yet. It's not time yet. It's not time yet. And many years passed. At this point, I was leaving IBM, and I decided I was going to go to Europe. And my father had just handed me this newspaper. And I had told him, I'm going to Europe, and I'm leaving IBM and all that. And so here I was with this Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life, in my wallet, written on a piece of paper. And Pepper calls me out of the blue, and he says, you have to meet Bill now. And I said, well, thank you. I'm interested. Can it wait? Because I'm headed to Europe. I'm only going to be gone a month. And he said, Bill might not be around a month. And evidently, Bill had AIDS. And he evidently was on his way out. So this friend of mine wanted to make sure that I had a chance to meet Bill and see if I could glean any wisdom from him for my career before Bill left the planet. So I made an appointment with Bill, and I went to see Bill. Bill said a lot of wonderful things to me. He looked at my demo video at the time and listened to me talk about what I wanted in my career, and he was very positive and very helpful, actually. And then he said something very odd to me before I left, and I was on my way to Europe, like I said, for at least a month. And I will share what that is when we come back right after this on the Life Changes Show.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and Dorothy, actually. And I was sharing the story of my first experience with Louise Hay. And where we left off, I was with this person, Bill, and he was not well. And he said he needed to rest after we had talked for a couple hours, I think. He said, but before you go, I'd like to give you something. And he walked over to a bookshelf where he had all kinds of books and tapes and all kinds of things. And he said, do you know Louise Hay? And I said, Louise Hay? And he said, yes. And as he's saying this, he pulls out a book on tape. And the book was You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And he says, I want to give you these to listen to. And when you're done, I want you to come back, and then I'm going to give you something else. But listen to it. And someday, I'm going to introduce you to her because you need to meet her and she needs to meet you. And I didn't know what to say. I said, you won't believe this. And I pulled my wallet out of my pocket and I pulled out the little piece of paper that said, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. I said, I've been looking to buy this book. And he said, well, now you have it. And then I'll introduce you to her someday. Well, I went to Europe. And by the time I got back, Bill had taken for the worse and was soon gone. And that was the end of that, at least so I thought. So I said to my friend Pepper that I had something of Bill's, and it was this book on tape, and he said, keep it. He would want you to have it. And I went out to see my friend Bill. As a matter of fact, at the time, my friend Pepper, he was living in Dallas, Texas, or near Dallas, Texas. And I drove out to see him. I took the shortest route there. It was very hot. I didn't have air conditioning in my car for some reason. I don't remember now why. And it was a very uncomfortable ride. I got there. I spent a few days with him. And I got in the car the last morning of our time together. Pepper said to me something very strange. He said, do you know Louise Hay? And I said, no, it's interesting you should say that because Bill said he would introduce me to her. And he said, well, that's interesting. I have a very special request and I can't do this personally and I need for you to do it. He says, Louise has asked specifically for some of Bill's ashes. And so I would like to give you some of Bill's ashes and Louise Hay's phone number. And if you could do me the favor of calling her as soon as you arrive in California, she is expecting them. And I put the ashes in a hat, which I'm sure that story will be in the book, but in a cowboy hat that I had at the time. And I put it in the back seat of my car, and off Bill and I start to leave the driveway. And as I leave the driveway, my friend comes running after me, hollering at me, saying, do you remember that self-help book that you had? Do you want any more? And I stopped the car and I said, sure. And he went into the garage, pulled out two huge boxes, big moving boxes, full of stuff. Louise Hay, Miriam Williamson, Shakti Gawan, and I could go on and on. And he said, take what you want. And I started to look in the boxes and I couldn't believe this. Bill had said, when you come back with You Can Heal Your Life, I'll give you more. And so I looked at my friend and I said, what are you going to do with these? He said, I don't know. Why? I said, because I could take them all. And he said, that would make me very happy. And I said, it would make me very happy. I took the boxes. And my return trip to California looked nothing like my trip to Texas. Because this time around, I took the longest route I could find, up and down the states, listening to as many tapes as I could, hours upon hours, day after day. I was listening to Louise Hay and all of these people and taking in all this information. And I was overwhelmed, and happily so, with everything that I was experiencing, and was so grateful to Bill and to Pepper and to Louise. When I arrived in California, in Los Angeles, I called Louise the next day, and an assistant answered the phone, and she went and got Louise, and Louise said, "Oh, hello. I've been expecting your call. When can I see you?" And I said, "As soon as possible." And she said, "Well, what about tomorrow?" And we made an appointment. She gave me the address, and off I went to Solana Beach at the time, to Louise Hay's home. And Louise was very gracious. I handed her the bag of ashes, and she said, "I'm going to show you where I'm going to put these. Come with me." And on the way to where she was going to put them, under a tree, she taught me so many things. She showed me her flowers and talked to me about her flowers. And she talked to me about the weeds, a story I think I've shared on this show. She talked to me about so many different things. And then we sat on her porch and we talked. And I had so many questions for her. And she graciously answered. Technically, it was my first interview of a self-help guru, the queen of self-help. And when we walked into her house, I kept asking her about different things. And what is this? And what does that do? And she either got tired or she felt that I had enough information at the time, or she said to me, I think it was the runes that I was asking about, one of the last questions I asked her. And she said to me, "You know, Filippo, you're going to learn about the runes. As a matter of fact, you're going to learn about a lot of things. As a matter of fact, you're going to be a leader in this industry." And I looked at her, and I didn't know what to say. And she said, "Yep, you are." And I left Louise, and unfortunately, I never saw her again. But we did communicate with letters for many years after that, back in the day when people used to write letters and cards to each other. That's one of my Louise Hay stories, and I'm grateful to have had the opportunity to share here on the Life Changes Show.
Wow. Louise Gracious does describe her so beautifully. She is the reason I'm doing what I'm doing today. She saved my life many times. Her book is absolutely amazing. And just like Mark said, it's the first thing I give to anyone when they come to me for help. I say, please read this book. One of the things that I pass out to all of my clients is this amazing thing called the deservability treatment. And Mark, I'd like for you to use your beautiful voice and share it with our audience.
Gladly. Deservability treatment. I am deserving. I deserve all good. Not some, not a little bit, but all good. I now move past all negative, restricting thoughts. I release and let go of the limitations of my parents. I love them. I go beyond them. I am not their negative opinions nor their limiting beliefs. I am not bound by any of the fears or prejudices of the current society I live in. I no longer identify with limitation of any kind. In my mind, I have total freedom. I now move into a new space of consciousness where I am willing to see myself differently. I am willing to create new thoughts about myself and about my life. My new thinking becomes new experiences. I now know and affirm that I am at one with the prospering power of the universe. As such, I now prosper in a number of ways. The totality of possibilities lies before me. I deserve life, a good life. I deserve love, an abundance of love. I deserve good health. I deserve to live comfortably and to prosper. I deserve joy and happiness. I deserve freedom to be all that I can be. I deserve more than that. I deserve all good. The universe is more than willing to manifest my new beliefs, and I accept this abundant life with joy, pleasure, and gratitude, for I am deserving. I accept it. I know it to be true. And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. So thank you, Mark, and thank you, Dorothy. When we come back, Dorothy is going to share with us some of her personal experiences with Louise Hay, of course. And we'll do that on here on the Life Changes Show after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo, sitting here with Mark and Dorothy. And Dorothy, it's a pleasure having you in the studio in this way with us.
I love being here. And when I first met you, you told me about your Louise Hay story because I think I said, have you read the book? That's what I say to everybody. Have you read the book? Years ago, I was involved in a church healing group on Wednesday nights, and I heard about Louise up in L.A. at the time I was in Orange County. And this was in the late 80s, and she had started a wonderful group in her home with people who were suffering from AIDS. And this was just unheard of at the time, someone trying to help people with AIDS. And it turned into a tremendous 800 people thing at an auditorium in West Hollywood. So I drove up and assisted and did healings on people and listened, and I met her, and she was just so wonderful and so real and treated everybody with such respect. And she got a lot of flack for doing that. She got a lot of flack for telling people that you can heal your life by changing your thoughts. And I'm absolute proof that what she said is true. And so I'm totally, totally grateful to Louise for everything that I teach I've learned from her. And with the deservability treatment, there's so much wisdom there. And I ask that you please get a copy of that, read it, and read the book. And I'd like for Mark to share with you this incredible other thing that she wrote. And it is in the book, and it's called In the Infinity of Life Where I Am. And it, too, is life-changing.
In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I live in harmony and balance with everyone I know. Deep at the center of my being, there is an infinite well of love. I now allow this love to flow to the surface. It fills my heart, my body, my mind, my consciousness, my very being, and radiates out from me in all directions and returns to me multiplied. The more love I use and give, the more I have to give. The supply is endless. The use of love makes me feel good. It is an expression of my inner joy. I love myself, therefore I take loving care of my body. I lovingly feed it nourishing foods and beverages. I lovingly groom it and dress it, and my body lovingly responds to me with vibrant health and energy. I love myself, therefore I provide for myself a comfortable home, one that fills all my needs and is a pleasure to be in. I fill the rooms with the vibration of love so that all who enter, myself included, will feel this love and be nourished by it. I love myself, therefore I work at a job I truly enjoy doing, one that uses my creative talents and abilities, working with and for people I love and who love me, and earning a good income. I love myself, therefore I behave and think in a loving way to all people, for I know that which I give out returns to me multiplied. I only attract loving people in my world, for they are a mirror of what I am. I love myself, therefore I forgive and totally release the past and all past experiences, and I am free. I love myself, therefore I live each moment as good and knowing that my future is bright and joyous and secure, for I am a beloved child of the universe, and the universe lovingly takes care of me now and forevermore. All is well in my world.
Thank you, Mark. And Dorothy, I know that you give copies of this to people in your classes and all that. So
I do.
If people want a copy, obviously it's in the book, You Can Heal Your Life.
They can write me.
And they can write you at AskDorothy at LifeChangesShow.com, and they can also go to EnergeticAlchemy.com and message you from that website, right?
They sure can. And if they would just read that once a day, it actually changed my life. I was working in a job that I didn't love, but because I read that, I'm now doing everything I've come here to do. And I take better care of myself than I did for the first way too many years.
Well, speaking of things you like to do, we have an Ask Dorothy segment, which we're going to get to. And in our parting words about Louise Hay, I want to read just real quickly a snippet of what was written on Hay House, which is the publishing company. Louise was an incredible visionary and advocate. Everyone who had the privilege to meet her, either in person or through her words, felt her passion for serving others. Considered a founder of the self-help movement, Louise was dubbed the closest thing to a living saint. And she published her first book, Heal Your Body, in 1976 at age 50, long before it was fashionable to discuss the connection between the mind and body. So thank you to Louise Hay for all you did and all I'm sure she still will do. And of course, Hay House will continue to do. And we have all been touched and served, and we are grateful. So, Mark, I believe we have a shout out and then an Ask Dorothy segment.
We do have one shout out. I believe Louise Hay would be a big fan. It's a new socially positive mobile app that's being launched called OPA, onepositiveact.com, where members can easily post when and where they commit or witness a socially positive act. onepositiveact.com. Check it out. Dear Dorothy, I am Josephine from Dallas, Texas, and I want to know about forgiveness. I have a friend who has said many horrible things to me, and a mutual friend thinks I should talk to her and tell her how much she has hurt me. This doesn't feel appropriate to me. We have been friends for a very long time, and this isn't the first time she has hurt me, and I know in my heart that if given another opportunity, she will hurt me again. In the past, I have forgiven her, and then she hurt me again and again, so I don't believe forgiveness works. I love my friend, and yet I no longer like her very much because of the things she has said to me. How would you handle this if this was your challenge?
Josephine, this has been an issue for me in the past. I used to believe that others had the power to hurt me, and now I know better. No one can hurt me without my permission, and so I simply love myself enough to not put me in a situation where another person has that kind of power over me. I agree that asking for an apology doesn't feel appropriate, because then your friend might feel obligated to say she's sorry when she's not even aware that you feel she's responsible for your pain. She may choose to believe that you're being hurt by her behavior is a personal choice you are making. And your friend would be correct, because the truth is that you are responsible for everything in your life. We are each the co-creator of our reality, and once we understand this, we can then begin to make more elegant choices. You say she is your friend, and I ask you to examine what a friend truly is. I believe that friends do not say horrible things to one another. As I said at the beginning of my answer, this used to be an issue for me. However, I have begun to see people and their relationship to me more clearly, and the ones who feel the need to disrespect me just don't receive the same from me as I have given them in the past. Love is always the answer, and I love everyone in my life. And although I love them all, I choose very carefully just how much of my time and energy I will share with them if they don't respect me the way I deserve. I do this because I love and respect myself too much to engage in unacceptable behavior. Josephine, I urge you to take responsibility in this matter. Let's always choose personal accountability and make the choices that are in the highest and best good for all concerned. If you've done something to harm your friend, then it is up to you to apologize and ask for clear communication. However, if you haven't done anything, then you might want to choose to step back from this relationship in order to protect yourself from future misunderstandings. If your friend makes the first step and wishes to speak with you about pulling back, then please give her the opportunity to apologize to you. You can then forgive if that feels appropriate, and yet you don't need to forget that this occurred over and over again. However, you can set new boundaries for a continued friendship if that is what you desire. I fully support you in making the most elegant choices possible.
If you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
Thank you, Dorothy. And we'll be right back with live music here in the studio with Al Sanchez right after this on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and Dorothy, and whew, what a show. And joining us, and how appropriately so, we have Al Sanchez, who's a composer and a guitarist, And he's been making music forever and actually just shared something that is very interesting. First of all, welcome Al Sanchez to the show.
Thank you for the generous welcome.
And what were you saying as you walked in about our stories?
Yeah, me and you have a very similar story in where my father didn't want me to do music at all. He was a physician surgeon and didn't want me to go into music. And so I had a tough time with that. And also, you know, also I wanted to share also that, you know, I was listening to the show and, you know, the positive affirmations are similar to when I went to go see a psychiatrist or a person that deals with PTSD about a broken leg that I had when I was four, and how we went back and changed those things into positive memories instead of the negative memories, and how that helped me to get through PTSD.
Wow.
So it's similar to what we're doing. So what you're doing here is real, very real.
Amen to that. And you, we'll need to talk about the recalibration, because that sounds like you recalibrated the experience of when you were four to not just the negative, but also whatever healing or positive you could get out of it.
Right.
Yeah, good for you. Does any of this go into your music?
I think it has to, because, you know, part of it, one of the reasons why I went to go see the doctor is because I was afraid of people not coming to see me play, not coming to see me perform. And you don't think that's related, but when I went to see the doctor, we discovered that when I was a kid, because I was four, I was afraid of people not coming to see me in the hospital. That translated into people not coming to want to see me play. So I have to overcome that and turn that around and say, people want to come see me play.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like a huge, you know, big discovery in my mind, you know?
Yeah. Well, you don't seem to have that problem anymore as you stand here before us, ready to entertain and also inspire with your music. What is the first piece you're going to play for us?
The first one I'm going to play is called Swamp Train, and it's on the 12 string. And the reason why it's called Swamp Train is in the swamp genre, Louisiana swamp kind of style.
Okay. And this is, so Louisiana swamp kind of style, that is a style that existed. You weren't trained in this. This is something that you picked up and you just emulated different artists. How did you come to your styles that you performed?
Well, this style came out of the tuning that I was using. As when I started playing guitar, instead of, I got bored, not bored, but I just kind of felt restricted in the regular tunings and having to think in theory and all that. So I kind of just started goofing around my guitar and detuning it. And when I detuned it and I tried the tuning on the 12 string, it just lent itself to this type of music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, can't wait to hear it. And so it's called again?
Swamp Train.
Swamp Train. Very good. Well, here is Al Sanchez performing live on the Life Changes show, Swamp Train, here at Studio NoHo. We'll be right back.
Well, I'll tell you how clever I am at the beginning of that with that the pulsating. I'm like, wow, sounds like a train. Oh, yeah. It's called Swamp Train.
Hello.
Al Sanchez performing Swamp Train. Is that on your CD?
It is on the CD that I have. Yes, it is on my CD.
Okay. And that's people could go to reverbnation.com/ Al Sanchez for that, or I'm assuming if they just put Al Sanchez on the website, you're on iTunes and you're on
CD Baby,
right. Etc.
That song isn't on CD Baby or iTunes. It's on exclusively on Reverb Nation, you can email him.
Okay, so yeah, people can email him directly. He's gracious enough to give us the email address. It's grooveinal@gmail.com. Now, that's groove without the E, in al. I'll spell it. grooveinal@gmail.com. And there you could ask him for a CD, and you could buy it from there. You could find out where he's performing. You can also invite him to perform at something you're having, right?
Correct.
You do all kinds of things, I bet.
Yes.
And people are coming to hear you, and that must feel good, because you do mainly your own stuff, right?
I do exclusively my own stuff.
Okay. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Good for you. And so what are we going to hear next?
This next song is called Going Deeper.
Oh, right. I like this one. I saw this. I saw a YouTube video of it, right?
Right.
What is it about?
Going Deeper is a friend of mine that's a creative dancer, modern dancer, was coming up with her own stuff, and she had a creative block. And her teacher said, instead of trying to come up with something new, do what you normally do, but just go deeper.
Nice.
And I had the same thing where I had a block, and I just went back to when I was a kid learning to play guitar and had my Echoplex on, and kind of went back and just did what I normally did and go deeper, and I came up with this.
So actually, you mentioned when you were a kid, you started as young as, what, 12 years old?
That's correct.
And why the guitar? Was there just one in the house? Or you actually, before the show, you said your dad was a surgeon.
Right.
Right, okay. So there wasn't a guitar in the house, I take it.
Well, there was a guitar, but it was really beat up and really old, and it wasn't set up right. I mean, there was a guitar there, but it wasn't set up right, put it that way.
Okay.
It was just something just to play with, but it was more of a toy than it was a guitar.
And so what did you do?
Well, I started out playing piano.
Oh.
I took piano lessons, and then my mom said, I told her I don't like piano, I want to take guitar, because one of my favorites guitar players was Jimmy Page. So
nice.
I didn't want to play piano. I wanted to be cool and play the guitar.
Nice.
And so she said, well, you got to go tell your piano teacher that you don't like her music and that you want to start guitar. So I didn't think I was going to go do that. And I went ahead, and first thing I did was went and told her that I didn't like her music and I wanted to play guitar. And I didn't want to take lessons anymore.
And your dad's saying, study biology.
Right, exactly. Or become an attorney.
Or become an attorney.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm curious, did it ever resolve? Did your father ever say, this is good stuff, kid? Or, I'm glad you're happy or anything like that? Is your dad still around?
No, he died 3 years ago. And I actually went when he was in the hospital and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to do this and I want to ask for your, for your acceptance of what I'm doing. It didn't matter what he was going to say, but I wanted to put that out here that I was going to do this.
Wow.
And that I wanted to get his blessing to do what I'm doing. This is kind of important to me, and he did give me the blessing. He said, yeah, I'm okay with it.
Wow.
Before, when he was dying, he died from lung cancer.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, talk about going deeper. We just went deeper. And yeah. And thank you for doing that with us here on the Life Changes Show. So here is Al Sanchez performing Going Deeper live on the Life Changes Show here at Studio NoHo.
Sanchez.
Right.
Wow, awesome. Thank you so much. You know, I we probably should have told people this from the beginning. That wasn't the 12 string. The 12 string was just for the first song.
This
was
right.
This
like
is a six string.
Well, I was about to say, and it sounded like he was playing a bass and a guitar, but it was all on the 1 6 string guitar.
Right.
That's awesome.
That's with the delay in there, doubled up. You know, it just kind of it was funny because I wrote that in front of people. And when I was playing in front of people, and it just came to me, and it came to me whole, which is really weird.
Yeah,
both sections and everything came at one time.
Yeah,
it I had an open channel. It just downloaded.
Yeah. Well, you were getting deeper. So again, reverbnation.com/Al Sanchez, ALSANCHEZ. He's on Facebook and he's all over. You can find him on iTunes and CD Baby, or you can write him directly at grooveinal@gmail.com. That's groove without the E, grooveinal@gmail.com. One more thing, too,
is if you go to YouTube.com and put in Al Sanchez Going Deeper, you can subscribe to my channel.
Nice.
And that would be cool.
That would be cool. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here and sharing your music, and more power to you.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
What a pleasure. Thank you, Al. And thank you, Dorothy and Mark, for sharing like you did. And thank you to Brent. Now, we always thank him for helping us sound so good. Today is a special thank you, not just for being a technical producer, but also because he recommended Al Sanchez as our musical guest. What a great ear you have, and as if we didn't know, Mr. Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo. Thank you. And also thank you to Doug Newsom at BBS Radio for being our program manager at that network. On behalf of Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer, Mark Legere, our producer and co-host, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you, as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.